Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the weekly outlook for AgDaily.com for the week of Monday, December 21st. Looks like we're going to start off the grain week here with the grains mixed. Wheat 8 to 10 cents lower, beans 5 cents higher, corn maybe 3 or 4 cents lower, somewhere in that range. Sunday night was a wild night. Beans rallied to the highs early, broke 20 cents off of that, rallied 20 cents back in 4 minutes at 7:30, then broke again by 10 or 12 cents. A lot of this volatility in the lower prices overnight were due to the Dow Jones. At one point, the Dow Jones was down about 700 points. It's only down 730. It's only down 333 as we speak here. Crude oil is down 217. The dollar's higher. Most of the Dow Jones news is because of this new strain of COVID. In England, it's causing some concerns. It looks like it's more deadly, maybe a little bit more contagious. So a lot of confusion here, but we passed the COVID bill last night. I don't know. I think for the week, we've got the short week ending early on Thursday at noon or 12:05. Then we've got Friday off for Christmas. I think it's going to be a pretty volatile week. Normally, these 3 days, 4 days really don't do much, but with what's happening with COVID and everything else, I would say if the Dow Jones holds up, the grains hold up. If the Dow Jones collapses, then we've got a problem out here. The weather in Brazil, I don't think is all that bad. Some people say it's going to get dry again next week. Perhaps it will, but we've had some pretty good rains, and I think this crop, it may be in better shape than what people would give it credit for. Obviously, we haven't seen any demand. We saw no sales here this week. Exports inspections this morning at 10 o'clock should be strong on corn and beans, but we don't see any real new business out here. So I think the Chinese business is starting to wane. Weather here in the U.S., Texas, Oklahoma, still dry. That could support the wheat. But some of the Black Sea area wheat prices are moving higher, so that could lend a little support out here. But I think it's going to be really how much fear is brought into this market with this new strain of COVID, and do we have another round of problems out here? I think that remains to be seen. So it's going to be an interesting couple of days here for the week. I want to wish everybody a Merry Christmas. My gut says that we've got a legitimate chance of making a new high next week, next Wednesday or Thursday, but I don't think it'll be much more than we're at now. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.